Arts on the Airwaves on KUNR is supported by the Nevada Arts Council. The Renegade Orchestra returns to our area with a concert this Saturday at Piper's Opera House in Virginia City. The group specializes in arrangements of familiar rock and popular songs for classical ensemble. According to co-founder, guitarist, and conductor Jason Eckel, the concept for the group came from working with classical musicians.
These folks don't get a chance to rock out. They don't get a chance to be heard. They don't get a chance to be, you know, the fullest potential of their amazing playing. Why don't we form an orchestra that takes away all the stuffiness, all the impersonality, and creates this rock and roll craziness?
Rebecca Rodman, the other co-founder and cellist of Renegade Orchestra, is also the front person as singer and cellist for the group Dirty Cello.
Weirdly enough, when I'm classically trained, I was in all the classical orchestras. And when I made the switch to my band Dirty Cello, where I could improvise, where it could get a little bit, you know, sloppy and messy in the best possible way, it felt very freeing. And so when my friends from just normal classical orchestras came over to Renegade, they felt the same way. I mean, they could dress how they wanted, just they didn't have to constrain themselves to sounding like they're in a section. We want them to sound very individualistic.
They encountered just a little resistance from those classical musicians at first.
It took a moment for some of them to get out of their shell. And what I mean by moment is like it took the first couple concerts for them to understand kind of what the concept was about. But once uncaged, you can't stop us. So, you know, we'll be running out into the audience. We'll be improvising with one another. We don't really have a lot of that planned. And that makes it exciting as a performer and as an audience member.
The most recent album by Renegade Orchestra includes songs by the likes of Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, The Eagles, The Rolling Stones, and Black Sabbath. The songs they choose, says Eckel, almost always are suggestions from audience members.
What we do is we make a joke at every concert. We say we take requests, but you have to wait a year to hear them. And that's because we have to get them all together. So almost every single song anyone's going to hear at one of our concerts, a year ago or 6 months ago, someone asked to hear that. So at our concert in Virginia City, we're going to say, okay, who's got some suggestions? We have a little pad of paper, people write them down, and we take the good ones and create a set list that is really dictated by the audience.
The vibe at a Renegade Orchestra performance is different from what you'd encounter at a classical concert.
Picture everything you think of with an orchestra and then throw it away. There's all these rules with a standard orchestra about when to clap, when to this, when to that. We want people clapping along, having a great time. There's a dance floor in the back. There's whiskey at the bar, beer to buy. And Piper's Opera House in Virginia City is hilarious because it's an old opera house. It was actually made to feature live music. We play great, fun versions of songs you'll recognize. It moves and it's fun, and it's such a great way to learn to like stringed instruments again if you've been turned off by an orchestra.
Jason Eckel and Rebecca Rodman of Renegade Orchestra. They perform at Piper's Opera House in Virginia City this Saturday, the 29th at 7 p.m. RenegadeOrchestra.com for more. Support for Arts on the Airwaves comes from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency that provides public funding and support to artists and organizations that benefit Nevadans in cities and rural communities statewide. More at nvartscouncil.org. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.